Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, Egg Chasers. I'm Tim, and I'm afraid to tell you at this moment in time, I am by myself. It's okay. We haven't had a falling out or anything. JB, Phil and myself. Nothing to worry about. They're just absolutely hanging. Honestly, JB was dribbling more and needed more care and attention than his almost newborn infant child. It was a mess. It was like a war zone. So I took the executive decision that you boys are going to be in no fit state to record a podcast on Bank Holiday Monday before I have to leave to go to London to do my show, my job. So I said, right, boys, we're going to have to put this off till Tuesday. However, I'll tell you what I've got for you, a proper treat. I said to them, so I said to JB and Phil, I'll tell you what, when you feel a bit better later on, why don't you do 10 minutes in the rugby dungeon, just so we got something to put up as a podcast. And so they've done that. But actually, I wasn't thinking, oh, we need to get some rugby up, because I thought, oh, we can postpone it. We can do it Tuesday and that'll be all right. People will understand. But what I thought is actually we can just have a laugh at how hammered they still sound. So you've got that to look forward to on this little mini podcast, which is basically just an elaborate apology to say thank you very much for your patience. We really, really appreciate it. It'll be well worth the wait, trust me. In the meantime, why not take a moment to just leave a little review on iTunes if you haven't already. We're there, we're on Acast, subscribe, and then we'll get every episode, drunken and sober, delivered to you. So Snug Ram says, fantastic podcast, more fun and entertaining than partying in Vegas with Castro Giovanni. Well, you can now say more fun and entertaining than getting smashed on a stag do with JB and Phil. There's a picture on Twitter, actually. At Rugby Podcast is where you can find us on Twitter. And I've pinned as a tweet a picture of JB in a bath from the weekend with two fellow Welshmen. Just a little glimpse into how big JB and Phil's weekend was. So on the podcast, we will be talking about the domestic rugby Pro 12, some really exciting matches, some upsets. There's also in the Premiership, plenty to talk about there. I was at the Medeski Stadium when London Irish were relegated. I was working for BT Sport, and I've got to say, and I'll talk more about this tomorrow, I found it really, really emotional. I mean, there was a slight element of bias in the sense that my emotions were there because my brother plays for London Irish, and he had to announce, you know, his retirement got announced earlier this week, and he was frustrated not have been able to get out on the pitch this season and help the guys. But actually, what made me really emotional was watching Conor O'Shea, and because it wasn't televised, I don't know if you'll pick this up, but Conor O'Shea was in the London Irish dugout at the final whistle, hugging guys like David Pace, and he went up and hugged Glenn Delaney, and it was just rugby at its best. There's things more important than winning and losing, and there's livelihoods, and there's pride and passion. And it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. So there's also, did you see this? The Rock could be playing rugby. He's been chatting with Sonny Bill Williams about possibly playing a bit of rugby. So I was thinking, what rugby players could make it in WWE? And that's something I want you to think about before we record our podcast. At Rugby Podcast on Twitter, what rugby players could make it in WWE? And we'll have a little chat about this. And I've been thinking that maybe Jack Berger, now he's retired from rugby, that's what he could do. Oh, we're going to have to give a tribute to Jack Berger, aren't we? JB's favourite ever player. Our favourite ever guest that we've had on the podcast. One of the nicest guys ever and just brutal. I think he would have a finishing move where the commentators would say that the opponent's been burgered, which was actually just Jack Berger running full speed, diving and throwing his face into a hard part of his opponent's body. So what rugby players would make good wrestlers? at Rugby Podcast, get thinking. We'll have a natter about that tomorrow. We will be doing a full, touching, emotional, no doubt, tribute to Jacques Berger. Well, there's been all sorts going on. Castro Giovanni getting hammered in Vegas, Robbie Henshaw and his windows getting smashed in, and loads more besides. But right, now let's get this done then. So this is JB and Phil recording what they think is a 10-minute podcast, so you have some rugby to hear them talk about. But actually, really, my ulterior motive was, let's hear how hammered JB and Phil still sound.
It's currently Monday evening in the rugby dungeon, and I want to make it explicitly clear, I, JB, am being held here against my will. We must somehow do a podcast.
I think we have to do something, Jay. I think it has to be maximum 10 minutes, because how much rugby have you watched so far this weekend?
Well, I mean, I don't really need to watch rugby because everything that I say is made up. So, let's put our hands in, pod on three. One, two, three, pod. Hello, and yes, it is the Egg Chasers Rugby Podcast, the podcast about rugby that doesn't take itself or the game too seriously. I'm very hungover JB with half a voice, and I'm joined, as always, with Phil.
Hello, JB, and I'm also rather hungover. Can you tell the listeners why we're hungover?
Yeah, we, for you who are familiar with our podcast and have been long-term listeners, you will be familiar with the work of RGC's very own Bryn Williams, who decided to go and selfishly get engaged. So we had his stag do. And as for the actual real talent here, Tim, he is currently in London doing his new gig for Virgin Radio, playing trendy bands like Polar Bear Knife Fight or Dangerous Rabbits or whatever those kids listen to down there now. So where shall we kick off then, Phil?
Well, good question, JB. Good question.
I suggest the only place to start is with the world's most significant team of the moment. They're redefining rugby. Los Jaguares!
They are redefining rugby indeed. Have you seen the scoreline?
I remember talking about it briefly on Sunday evening. So, yes, go on. What was the score, Phil?
So, the Jaguares hosted the Southern Kings in Buenos Aires, and there was just a nice flat round 100 points scored in the match. It finished 73-27.
Oh my God!
To which when we were talking about this, and we said it was the Jags versus the Kings, and it was 73-27. Someone actually genuinely said, "What sport is that? Is that baseball? Is that basketball or
that
something
else?" That's an unbelievable score for a professional sport which isn't split up into different leagues. So, I mean, yeah. Say if you had, I don't know, the old cups when, like, it was the Tetley Bitters Cup, and you would expect Wasps to batter Pertemp Bees or someone. Well, that might happen.
Wasps in about 2000, Wasps travelled to Sedgley Park and did not beat them by that many points.
That's unbelievable. I mean, I don't think there's any competition in all of rugby where the standards are so polarised as in Super Rugby.
Interesting.
And I notice that you've got a rather nice Super Rugby shirt on yourself there, Phil.
I do. My Canes shirt, which I won from the excellent Statbacker website.
Very good. Right, so from the sublime to the ridiculous, or should I say from the ridiculous to the slightly more ridiculous, Treviso this weekend. Well, I'm going to change my tune. The Pro 12 only has two real teams in it now.
Go on.
Connacht and Treviso.
That was on the... Was it on the Friday night, that game? I'm just flicking through.
Yes.
To try and find the results. Somehow managed to beat them 22-21. Connacht, who were drunk top of the table. Also in the Pro 12, there was a great result on Friday night for Ulster, who hosted Leinster and won 30 points to 6, I think it finished up, which is really important in terms of the league as well, because if Ulster had lost that, then Scarlets would have overtaken them into the top four, so Ulster would have fallen out of the...
The race for the Pro 12 top four is actually a little bit more exciting than the race for the Premiership top four.
Yeah.
Things are actually changing.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to have no Welsh representation in the finals.
It doesn't look like it. Unless Ulster lose and Scarlets win, with one game remaining.
So it was Glasgow, Connacht, Ulster, and.
And Leinster.
Ah.
And Leinster.
So, and Munster then what?
Munster are currently in sixth position.
Okay. Well, I suppose we can go from one lot of Irish losers to another then. London Irish this week. It's finally been confirmed.
It has. After long last.
It feels like the longest, slowest death of any team ever.
Because the Newcastle game a couple of weeks ago was the decider, and they lost the decider, but it still wasn't decided.
Exactly.
It was weird.
Now, I've got a question for you.
Go on.
Typically, when teams go down, it's basically a free-for-all for all their players.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to suggest that the London Irish team going down is one of the most talented teams to go down in quite some time. They might not be a particularly good team, but their actual component parts aren't too bad.
They've got some talented players there.
Oh, definitely.
So the kind of the last time that this happened would have been Northampton, and then Quinns a couple of years before that.
Yeah. Who would be the best pickup for another team?
I don't think too many of them will leave. There'll be a few of the international boys. Someone like Maitland or Blair Cowan might go somewhere. But they if you were going to pick someone from there, I think you'll want to be looking at that. Johnny Williams, the centre. I think he's a quality player. Mm-hmm. He's big, strong, quick, good hands. He's only 19 or 20 as well.
Yeah.
But I think they'll do everything they can to keep hold of him.
The guy that I believe he's moving anyway, but I've not heard it officially, is Helani Lika. Him going to Sale is huge.
Do you think that's he's a solid player?
Sale are losing one very solid scrimmager in Kobolash.
Yeah.
So it could be argued that Helani Lika isn't actually that much different. I mean, if it's just you want to go win your set piece, fine. I suspect
Lika does more than that, doesn't he? Because
exactly.
He actually scores tries.
Also, they're bringing in the likes of Weber, who is a big unit, and Juan de Kruger. Again, some really good signings there.
Yeah. Well, they've got all the Danny Cipriani money of Sale, haven't they? So there's 400k just kind of slushing around.
That's a lot of salary cap.
It is.
Yeah. All they need now is a world-class 10. I think McGinty will be good, but they need a world-class 10.
World-class 10, yeah. Who's available? I said Remy Tallis was one that I mentioned because he's kind of second, third choice at Racing now.
Exactly. That's weird that you should say that. I was going to say one of the Racing fly halves.
Yeah.
They've got the money. You can assume it's not going to be Dan Carter.
Unlikely.
I think, Phil, we should wrap it up there. We've got Tim back tomorrow, and we can watch some games, and we can give people 40 minutes of an actual podcast rather than this.
Rather than this.
Because I can't continue to talk.
I think that's a good idea. I think I am going to go home and just crawl into bed and hopefully wake up feeling a little bit better tomorrow.
Very wise. Right. Apologies for the lack of product this week. We will be back tomorrow and we will have a proper podcast and it will have analysis and games and it will have some talent in the form of Tim. So I will speak to you all tomorrow. Goodbye.
That's a broken man, JB there. Do you know what? He actually sounded a little bit better than I was expecting him to. I mean, he sounded rough, but man, you should have seen him a few hours ago. Phil sounded remarkably with it. So hopefully they'll make a full recovery, proper podcast tomorrow. But by way of final apology for being patient and this not being a proper podcast, I have got such a treat for you. And this is also a way of me checking who really listens to the very end. Because every now and again, I'll chuck in a little treat right at the end of a podcast, and I've got one for you now. I've been talking about doing this for a while, but finally, we have all got something we can all enjoy, an incredible collection of an icon who's fused music with rugby. Go on, Corbs.
The Egg Chasers Rugby Podcast brings you...
Keep it kind of quiet, people on a diet.
The Hip Hop Prop. An Alex Corbisiero anthology.
I'm the killer, I'm the lady thriller, built like a gorilla, mixed with a favourite chinchilla.
An 18 CD collection of some of the greatest hip-hop works ever made.
Looking at the crowd, girls looking fine.
From the voice of a generation.
Everybody's staring at my sexy behind.
The prop idol.
Yeah!
Alex Corbisiero.
Man, I'm like the king with the
more unpredictable than referees' decisions at scrum time. Hitting harder than a Jacques Berger face tackle.
Everybody feel this, I'm about to put
fucking end it. Sorry, we're the real deal. You just pretend it.
And tighter than an Avian Lewis Roberts rugby jersey.
We got Topsy Sarries in the red and black, trying to unleash the Wolfpack attack. Saints in the black, green and gold.
Here Corbs drops some shameless product placement.
Special, like the Henley Festival. Damn, I don't mean to trouble you. Tonight is brought by BMW.
The Egg Chasers Rugby Podcast brings you the Hip Hop Prop.
I'ma grab the microphone and start to fly it.
Available nowhere.
You can't buy this
now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.